Most of my friends live in the city, yet they always go into Raptors at the mere mention of the country. 那么同学们看，在 topic 之后我们出现的是扩展句，是进一步对于 topic 的解释以及作者本人的看法。那么接下来就是以具体的实例来说明本人作者的这种观点。那么这个时候我们不妨运用什么呢？可以用自己的亲身经历或者是别人的这种反面的教材来证明你的说法是正确的啊。So, at this moment, typical and wonderful examples are necessities. 我们要知道典型的优秀的例子在这就是必不可缺的东西了 ,right? Without examples, I should say, your illustration means nothing. 没有一个典型的事例，我觉得你的这个论述就是空泛的谈论 ,got it?所以马上作者是用实例来表明 Most of my friends live in the city. 他首先讲明了这个前提 Yet, however, they always go into Raptors at the mere mention of the country. That's it. As soon as they mention the life in the country, they feel quite delighted. 看见没？我进行了示意。那么只要一提到乡村的生活，他们是总是变得欣喜若狂，哎，突然间的变得，我明白了一般的方式 ，go into raptures, that is say, yet they always get very delighted, got it? Delighted, get very delighted as soon as they talk about the country, got it? 这里的 the country 实际上就指在本文第一句话的什么 ？The life of the country, got it? Yeah, 不必完整再去重复了。那我介绍一个小小的表达方式 at the mere mention of the country 事实上我们已经学到过了想想看在以前的篇章当中我们把握住一看到 at the sight of right 那么一触及到 at the touch of 那么一听到这个消息呢 at the news of right、yeah. 如果表示一听到什么的声音 at the sound of 一提及到at the mention of right 总而言之名词前需要接受定冠词 the 它的修饰啊。在那么这里的 mere 形容词用来修饰 mention 加强语气所以只要一提到 at the mere mention of the country 啊，把这句话要背熟 though they extol the virtues of the peaceful life a peaceful life 实际上就是替代了什么 the quiet life yeah所以到了第三单元从41课开始我们要注意文章的安排结构的布局还要注意关键词的重复啊。So in fact in lesson 41 the writer illustrates the life in the country and I should say the most beautiful picture about the life in the country is its peace 弄清楚没有有关于乡村生活是最美的最值得我们一提的也就是它的什么宁静、啊、所以在反复重复这个字眼 quiet peaceful right though they extol the virtues of the peaceful life 那么出现了 though although even though even if 引导让步状语从句我们的重点不是在这个条件句上而应该是不是在这个状语从句上而应该是在哪儿啊主句上、啊、though they think highly ofthe virtues of the peaceful life、extol 还记得吗我们可以用 exalt laud right 虽然他们在歌颂这宁静乡村生活的美德 virtue 美德 only one of them has ever gone to live in the country 但是却只有一个去乡下住了一段时间 and he was back in town within 6 months 六个月他就返回来了 OKWhy do you think the writer talk about that? 你想想看为什么作者会谈及到这个问题呢 This is a good example to show. To show what? His friends are hypocritical. 其实作者通过这个表达方式就在说明一个什么道理他的这些朋友很是虚伪 Hypocritical, you know? Hypocritical, huh? If youExthough the virtue of a peaceful life, why don't you go there and live there much longer? Right? 他就等于提出了一个问题。你既然这么颂扬乡村生活的宁静它的美那么为什么你不愿意到乡下去 多居住一段时间呢？啊、why don't you spend your life there? 怎么不到那去过一生呢？ Right? Okay. In fact, the writer is illustrating the country life never appeals to me, but never appeals to others either. 刚才听不懂？他没有吸引过我，也没有吸引过别的人， right? 也没有吸引过别的人。For example, my friends, 比如说我的朋友。所以他是从反面来论述一个什么内容？ The country life is inferior to city life. 是不是？虽然没有直截了当的说，但是却暗含着这个语义。有些话你不能总是直截了当的说。你比如说，我喜欢英语， I like English, I love English, I'm fond of English, I'm crazy about English, I'm keen on English. 你这样说的都是什么废话？ OK, how do you like English? 你怎么样去喜欢？你不如举几个恰当的什么例子。 I love English, the language. Every day I got up very early to read outside in my garden. That's my treat. 那么这样的话就能充分的体会出了你很喜欢什么英语，是不是、yeah. 那么再比如说你在论述 I love youHow do you love me? How much do you love me? 你究竟爱我到什么程度？ I love you, I love you. OK. 但是我还是不知道你究竟怎么样去 love me, right? 所以像这样的空空的谈论，你这个分数三十分的话，你我说你也就得二分， right? Yeah. 要是考雅思的话，这九分你也就是得一分， right? 为什么你不能凭空的讲大道理？你要有什么？你的 topic 之后必须有支持句，扩展句，扩展句之后必须有支持句。那么你为什么这么看？你得有具体的实例， right? To make your opinion, your idea reasonable, right? 你必须要使你的观点它很合乎逻辑。And then you can persuade your readers to agree with you, right? And then you can convince your readers. So do you remember convince, right? 来说服你的朋友来相信你的道理， right?And even follow your advice. 那么甚至也怎么样，愿意听从你的一些说法、right? 啊，所以这个为什么作者提及这么一句话，他的目的就是在于强调 The city life is superior to country life. 反过来说 The country life is inferior to city life. Don't you think so? 啊，他只不过没有直截了当去表达哈、啊。If you are crazy about country life, why don't you go there and live longer, right? 是不是他暗含着这样的一个问题吗？哎，本身就是说我说明他的朋友们很自相矛盾啊。Yeah. So we know his friends are hypocritical. 把这个词要记住。Hypocritical 很虚伪啊。那总是从反的方面，本身言行不一致哈。Your words are not equal to your deeds. I should say you are a hypocritical person, right? 言行不一致的情况下，我说你就是很虚伪的人。In fact, his friends are not interested in living in the country. Yet, they keep on what extolling the virtues of country life. Got it? 不喜欢乡村的生活，但是却经常不断的在干嘛？谈论乡村生活的美德。我用到了一表达方式 keep on doing something、huh? They are not interested in living in the country yet they often keep on talking about the virtues of the country、yeah. So they are hypocritical、huh? 好，接下来我们再看回到课文当中来 Line 6第六行 Only one of them has ever gone to live and he was back in town within 6 months.Even he still lives under the illusion that country life is somehow superior to town life.、Yeah? 好，注意这个句子结构，背熟它。结合词汇 under the illusion that. 那么他现在呢，依旧生活在幻想当中 ，live under the illusion that. 我们一是要从句子结构上来，掌握；二是要把握住为什么作者会。有这么一个语句在这里它的作用是什么 In fact, the writer emphasized 事实上作者就是在加强语气 emphasize 突出重点 that his friend is very hypocritical. 他的这位朋友是相当虚伪的 ，right? Even he still lives under the illusion. 即便是如此，他还依旧在幻觉当中，那就是乡村的生活，无论如何比城市的生活更加的优越啊。So, country life is somehow superior to town life.同学们发现这个乡村生活它的把握，我们已经采用了，虽然这一个 country 一个 life 两个小小的用词，但是它采用了不同的表达方式。在第一次提到，它提到了什么 ？The life of the country, right? 那么第二次提到，直接用到 the country, right? 那么第三次再提到 country life, 所以重复关键使用关键词，能够引导读者一直跟着你的思路往下走啊。So I should say, your readers won't be lost. 你的读者就不会迷失方向。What are you talking about? Okay, 你在谈什么呢？ He is forever talking about the friendly people, the clean atmosphere, the closeness to nature, and the gentle pace of living. Okay, answer me your question. Why do you think the writer illustrates some virtues of living in the country? In fact, he wants to say, city life is superior to town life, to country life, right? Town life is superior to country life. 作者的意图是想谈论城市的生活比乡村的生活更有优势。那么他为什么又论述到乡村生活的美德呢？ Why? 为什么？嗯哼，那么事实上以我们的观点 In our opinion When we want to illustrate What? The city life is superior to country life We should illustrate Advantages of living in a big city 懂听清楚我们应该首先论述的是什么居住在城市的各种优势它的各种好处但是作者为什么提到住在乡下的好处？嗯哼 ，Why? So you know, every picture has got two sides. 你不要忘记这句话 ，Every picture has got two sides. 每一件事情它都有两个方面，就每一画它也有两个方面 ，Right? Yeah. And we are admitting that living in the country is good as well. 住在乡下也不错。Such as, for example, 那比如说例如 friendly people, 注意这个平行结构友善的人们 clean atmosphere, yes, yeah, 洁净的空气 closeness to nature, 更接近于大自然 and the gentle pace of living, 以及这种缓慢的生活节奏 We can't deny all the virtues here if we live in the country, right?那么住在乡下还是住在城里，你都不能否认这些美德它是确实存在的 ，Yeah. But 这我一个 but 一出来，你要注意了。Even though there are some virtues to live in the country, by comparison, virtues to live in the country, what I should say, are inferior.To what disadvantage of living in a big city? 但是一定要注意，住在乡下确实有好处，但是住在乡下的好处和城市的相对比 by comparison， 但是比城市的好处要少得多 ，right？ 所以它是从客观的角度去论证，也不给读者任何一个空子可以钻的。所以我们不妨从反义方面论述它的好处，然后再去一一把这些好处怎么样？再把它否定掉 ，Yeah. 好，再继续看。Nothing can be compared the mountains with the first cockerel, the twittering of the birds at dawn, the sight of the rising sun glinting on the trees, and pastures. 好，同学们注意这个用词，你发现的 glint, right? Yeah. Okay. 那么这是进一步在说明作者的这个观点的论述乡村的好处。So the writer illustrates the advantage of living in the country further. 更进一步更深一层的论述好处他举例说明了没有什么能够相比比如说什么呢这个第一声雄鸡的啼鸣黄昏 黎明这个鸟的鸣叫完整的歌唱那初升太阳在这个 叶缝间的闪烁 right? Yeah, 以及在草原上的这个光芒的闪烁 Well, I should say, this is a beautiful picture, right? 这真是一幅很美妙的画卷 And we, what, dream of that 我们这是总是对此有一种梦想 right? In fact, when we live in a big and noisy citySometimes we prefer to live in the country just because the beautiful side of the picture, right? 我们住在喧嚣的大城市，有的时候就会梦想过这种宁静的乡村生活， right? Yeah. But when you have to choose where you should live, of course you should compare this good side with that bad one, right? 你肯定要对这个好的一面和坏的一面进行对比。Okay, which has got more advantage? 哪一个更具有更多的优势呢 Okay, the city life or the country life? 是城市的生活还是乡村生活 right? And I think you can have your own what idea. A good idea maybe occur to you. 好接下来再注意 This idyllic pastoral scene is only part of the picture.你看作者这一番描述之后但是却表明了自己一个什么不同意的观点把这句话要背书话锋一转我们刚刚是采用支持句来说明作者的这种观点但是本人的观点却不在于此、那么这种田园诗般的宁静的生活画面只不过是这幅画的其中的一个部分 yeahMy friend failed to mention the long and friendly nice winter evenings in front of the TV. 所以这从这一部分开始，他是通过对比法啊。那我的朋友却没有提到 fail to mention， 提到什么呢 ？The long and friendly winter evenings in front of the TV. 漫长的无聊的冬夜，你独自一人坐在电视机前面 ，right? Okay.Virtually the only form of entertainment. 而几乎差不多这也就是以唯一的一种消遣的方式了。In fact, the writer illustrates the disadvantage of living in the country, right? 他是在论述住在乡下的坏处。Okay, what's the purpose? 他的目的是什么 ?By comparison, 通过对比 he wants to show there are more advantages,If we live in a big city. 换句话说我们如果住在大城市的话这种好处优势会更大。实际上它还在围绕一个主题说明什么呢 City life appeals to me. City life is superior to country life. Got it?、只不过是用实例来表明而没有直截了当的反复去强调这一句话。